Hello and welcome to this special podcast. My name is Peter John and our topic today is Instruction and the 21st Century Learner. With me today is Elizabeth Meshkoff, an elementary librarian in a nearby school district. Hello, Elizabeth. Glad to have you.
Thank you, Pete. I'm glad to be here.
Elizabeth, can we start with a description of a 21st century learner in a 21st century classroom?
Good idea, Pete. Today's student is very different from 10 or even 5 years ago. Our students are very familiar with technology and may use it daily in their life away from the classroom. This includes cell phones, MP3 players, gaming systems, computers, to name a few. Since they're already using this technology, it stands to reason that we, as educators, incorporate the technology into the instruction. Also, instruction in the elementary and secondary classrooms no longer involves just pencils, paper, and textbooks. Today's classroom usually includes a teacher computer and projector, but many also have interactive smart boards. These are computer whiteboards that can function just like a touchscreen computer while also serving some of the same functions as an erasable whiteboard. In addition to the smart board, the classroom may have student computers, a document camera, and even handheld devices like an iTouch. The new tablet and pad computers are also beginning to enter the mainstream classroom.
That's very interesting. What sort of preparation do teachers need to become a 21st century educator?
That's a good question. Technology has advanced at such a rapid pace that many teachers are running to catch up, so to speak, in the area of instruction. In order to take advantage of this technology to educate, the teacher must first know how it works and how to use it. One way of doing this is to have online classes for instructors, librarians, and administrators. Once the teacher has become familiar with the hardware and the software, then actual lessons can be discussed and developed. Since this is still new technology for education, constant monitoring and evaluation is necessary.
So where would a teacher go to find these online courses?
Really, Pete, they're not that hard to find. Online courses can be created by individual school districts, by online professional training organizations, by educators themselves in online education communities, and many skills can be acquired from YouTube or TeacherTube videos. One of the best ways to learn how to use the technology is to sign on to a blog class. These are online classes that take you step by step through the basics of Web 2.0 and blogging, and then expand your thinking to education. LibraryToPlay.blogspot.com is one such class that focuses on 23 things that every educator should know. This is one of the online classes developed by a school district. This course includes blogging, making an avatar, and using web tools that make fun products. Once a student/teacher has gotten the hang of the class, examples are made that can be applied to the classroom. In addition to learning the technology, teachers also need tools to keep up with the technology and make it practical to use in the classroom. Online communities can provide information, help, and motivation for the novice techie.
So what happens after the teacher has learned the basics of available technology?
Well, Pete, that's where it gets interesting. One of the first things to decide once you have some tools and training is what to put in your classroom or your library or your school facility. This includes both your hardware and your software. Online research and professional journals are a good source for starting your search. You can find lists of teacher recommendations for the classroom in hardware and software, and these have been classroom tested. Once you have acquired the hardware you need, many of the resources that are available for use in the classroom can be accessed at little or no cost. Many companies provide access to web materials as part of the hardware package. Online networks have evaluations of materials, and they're a good resource for monitoring what is working and worth the investment. There's a wealth of good information and educational material if the right amount of inquiry is made. Knowing how to use the internet and Web 2.0 tools will make the 21st century educator ready for the 21st century learner.
Elizabeth, you've given us a good introduction to some of the aspects of 21st century learning. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Oh, Pete, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
This is your host, Peter John, and I thank you for listening to this special podcast.